Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Today is another day of giveaways for the Sting in the Last Ship that's coming up. We have opening night tickets for this. Actually, I think the performances begin tonight, but these are like the preview performances because they're saying we have opening night performance tickets for for the 25th. When is that, Monday?
Practice sessions is what you're saying.
Tuesday. That's weird that it would open on a Tuesday night. It's true. We don't know the things about Broadway.
Right.
We don't know about plays.
Or things. Night.
Right. We don't know about nighttime stuff. It's true. Are we gonna do like a matinee or something? We're gonna go to this.
Yeah. We could do. Let's talk about scheduling and.
Let's do.
We'll get with our people.
Yes.
It should be fun though. Yeah. Vinny, you're in.
What's that?
You could just come as a date, you and your wife. It'd be fun. And then we could all talk about it and you'd see Sting.
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's a
I know
no.
It's quite the trek.
It's not a no. It's not something that I can commit to right now.
Yeah, you could do it on your own too if you don't want to come
we
with us.
We got a lot going on.
He likes coming with us.
I know, but it might not work
out. I like hanging out, but you guys, you know, I mean, you just shot off your vacation request. I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know how I'm supposed to say yes to that vacation dates when it's February 20th.
We have a,
and I'm hardly able to get through this kitchen remodel.
I know.
Much less worrying about what's happening in summer.
Well, they ask for it. Sales needs to know, so we have to get it. But it's we have a family reunion in August.
Another one?
Fun.
Yep.
Why?
Because we love our family so much.
Is it the same side of the family?
No, it's both sides of the family. So we're actually able to combine it this time. So we're going to go to Massachusetts. We're going to Plymouth. Rock.
Did you hear somebody vandalize that thing?
Oh, did you know it's not really the real rock? They just carved 1620 in it. And it's,
no.
You know, it's in a thing. It's on the sitting on the ground, but it's not. Supposedly, it's not the real rock. And this is the 400th anniversary of it. So,
vandalized the fake Plymouth Rock.
Yes.
Then.
Well, all right. Don't do that, people. Come on. You know, it's a landmark. Don't be a jerk.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah. No, it's true. There's so many jerks out there. It's true. So we're gonna. All my family and all John's family is basically centered there. So we're gonna. We're going to do that. I got to tell my mom the dates and everything. Because she might want to come up. She might want to come up and have some lobster.
Spray painting your name where no one looks has no value.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that is true.
You want to so go
people
with your
do
spray
hang
paint.
Over the rail and look at the rock with the 1620 carved into it.
You know.
Yeah. It's true. Anyway, but I won't. It's 6:10. We're going to just have some fun. Get some people to work. I mean... I'm going to start with a story. This tickled me this morning. You know, kids, you can't really tell them what to do once they're over 18, I guess. I don't know.
Well, why?
It's just harder. It's harder to tell them at that point. So when you have a baby and you raise the baby up, and listen, these are people of means. We're talking about Steven Spielberg and his wife, Kate Capshaw.
Like, oh, and their kid has turned 18?
Their kid is now 23.
I mean, the way grown-ups get what they want from kids is they say, you can do that with your own money, on your own time, out of our house.
Yeah.
That's
she's looking
the
to
leverage.
Make her own money.
Okay,
so
good.
This is actually, you know, but what could she be up to? Is
who's she?
Gonna
she?
Be, her name is Michaela.
Never heard of Michaela Spielberg.
Michaela Spielberg. I guess that's probably her name, right? Michaela Spielberg. She has another name too.
What is it?
Sugar Star.
Don't tell me she's in porn.
I wish I could not tell you that.
Michaela's correct for her real name.
Oh yeah, Michaela. But is her name Michaela Spielberg?
Yes. That's
okay,
correct.
Michaela Spielberg. She was adopted as a baby, an infant, when Kate and I don't know if the Spielbergs do they have a bunch of kids and they just happen to have adopted one child.
Yeah,
Or did they adopt all their kids, or do they just have Michaela?
I don't know anything about the Spielberg children, but you'd think that they have a head start on everybody else.
You would. You would think that if they were going to turn to porn, it was going to be because they just love porn so much.
They have six children.
Oh, boy. Lots of kids. Well, I guess you got to go a long way to stand out in that family.
And if I'm Steven Spielberg, I'm not, but if I was, I'm thinking to myself, you're a Spielberg. I've built an empire in Hollywood. You've got a head start. All you have to do is put your name on any wherever you want to go in this business, and it should pry open a door for you.
And even beyond this business, you're still a Spielberg. I mean, oh, Spielberg. Yes, that's right. My father is Steven Spielberg.
Right.
Yes. I would love to do customer relations here for you.
Or whatever.
I would love to flip burgers for you. Whatever. Whatever you want to do. Well, what she wants to do is porn. It's sweet porn. It's solo porn.
Oh.
And she's doing that out of respect for her 47-year-old professional dart player boyfriend.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It just gets better and better. So...
She's 23.
23 years old. She's got a 47-year-old boyfriend. I'm sure he gets along great with dad and mom. Seems like... And dad and mom are not upset, by the way, according to Sugar Star, a.k.a. Michaela Spielberg.
You got a picture of this girl?
I don't.
I have it up right here.
He's got it, yeah. So she's, you know, she's a 23-year-old. She has short, dark curls. And she's kind of regular looking.
Whoa.
She's kind of a regular looking girl.
No, not in these photos. She's not.
Oh, yeah? What does she look like?
She's wearing a dog, well, a collar.
No, but I mean, as far as a
is
human being.
Is that the boyfriend?
Oh, let me see the boyfriend.
Go back one. There you go. Is that him?
Oh, what a douche. He's got a backwards cap on.
No, that's a bandana.
What is that? Oh, God. He's got a bandana on. Sunglasses. Could be. Could be her boyfriend. Could just be some other random. But she's sort of a regular looking girl. She's not unattractive.
Is she mixed race?
I don't know. I don't. She looks like she is, but...
Yeah, I would say that she looks like a black lady.
Yeah. She is getting into adult videos. She's doing solo porn videos under the name Sugar Star.
All right.
She also plans to do some stripping. However, you got to be a licensed stripper. Apparently, she lives in Tennessee. I don't know if she moved she lives in Tennessee. This is, you know, I don't know if the family's got a home there, if she's just like, I got to break out on my own. And dad was like, here's some money. Go break out on your own.
That's not even where you go if you're going to be in porn. I guess now you can do amateur stuff.
From wherever you are.
All right.
From the moon. So she's made these solo porn videos. She does plan to do some stripping. She put some videos on Pornhub already, including one called Huge-Breasted Woman Pleasures Herself in Calm Environment. But then she took them down. She wants to take them down until she's officially a licensed stripper in Tennessee.
So she can go make cash.
And promote her things at the same time.
Well, I don't know if the videos make any money, do they? I mean, I watch the amateur stuff. I hate to say it, but that's kind of what I like.
Yeah, right. Me too.
Is normal people sort of...
doing the nasty.
The other stuff's a little... more than I'm into.
So much production and planned lighting.
And just the right music and overdubbed.
But I've never seen Sugar Spice's work. So
Sugar Star.
Yeah.
Do you want me to find some?
I don't know if you can.
Nah.
Well, okay, see if
I'm
you can
sure,
find some.
I'm sure it's still up. If it was once on Pornhub, it's always there.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
It's one of those things.
Well,
so she is, Michaela is 23 years old. She was adopted as a baby. She recently broke the news to Steven Spielberg and Kate Capshaw about her new career path. And she says they were, quote, intrigued, but not upset. She says she won't be doing anything but solo videos out of respect for her boyfriend, the 47-year-old dart player.
Isn't that how everybody starts, though?
Well, in the end, it's not. I mean, I don't know what she's thinking, but she just thinks, why shouldn't she? She would like you to know she's not doing this because she's hit the skids. She says, this is a positive, empowering choice. I realize there's no shame in having a fascination with this industry and wanting to do something that's safe, sane, consensual. So it seems like she's just...
Well, I can't speak from someone that's in that business, but I feel like there's only so many solo videos you can do before you find your... Before your fans start saying, we need to see something more.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's with a woman or a guy or... I don't know. But then from there, how right. many of those can you do before someone starts saying, we're going to need...
Some stunts.
More.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It's...
There are people I have looked at. One of the ladies I look at...
Oh, all right. Let's get a glimpse into Vinny's porn world.
I swear to you, she's been in the business since the 80s.
Oh.
And she must
still
have...
Still going strong, huh?
I think so. And she must have 1,000+ videos.
Do you only watch like her older stuff, or is she still making new videos
no,
to this day?
Well, I don't... You know what that... That's hard to say because... It's possible she hasn't done a video. You know, they may have done a million of these things and they release them.
Right.
What, time release? I don't know.
They release them posthumously. She could have died 12 years ago and they're still putting them out. They still
anyway,
like to sprinkle them in.
I don't know how you get to 1,000 videos without expanding your performances.
Your repertoire. Like, right, how many calm... rooms can you pleasure yourself in? How many different things can you use to do that with?
So.
Well.
Good luck, Sugar Star.
Yes, good luck, Sugar Star. But also, I think that what it comes down to is she wants to be a stripper as well. Maybe there is something empowering in that and, you know, holding a man in the palm of your hand. And
maybe.
Learning all the tricks on the pole. Careful about the high poles. Be careful. We've seen some disasters happen on those. Who knows? Whatever she's into. And clearly, look, if she gets in trouble, she can call and get help, I guess. I don't know. She's got her...
Well, the money isn't the issue, I'm sure. Spielbergs are very rich. But if I were doing anything work-wise, I think I'd say, Dad, how about, you know, giving me a boost?
Yeah. I want to get into movies.
Well, wouldn't you?
Sure. Yeah.
It seems like a fun job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it sure does. Yeah.
Seems, you know, doable. There's plenty of people who aren't that great at it that make a living at it, especially if you're a Spielberg.
Right. Seems like you'd be able to.
Anyway, I don't have much more to say about that.
Okay.
Good for her.
Yeah. Sugar Star. Making her way, putting her own stamp on her life. She doesn't want to be Sugar Spielberg. She wants to be Sugar Star.
I feel bad.
It sounds like she doesn't want us to.
I understand, but I feel bad. Like, I'm telling you, if I'm Steven Spielberg, I'm saying, I've built a huge empire in this industry. You could do anything you want. Or nothing.
And I don't want to look at your work, because I'm your dad.
Right.
Gross. Something fun.
Okay.
So, Ron Burgundy and Brian Fontana are getting the Channel 4 news team back together. They're not. They're really not. They're just going to work together.
The first one was really good. I didn't even watch the second one.
Yeah. Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd, though, co-starred in that. So. Right. And they're going to co-star in this new thing. It sounds like I can't really tell if it's a movie or if it's a series. I mean, it would be great if it was a series, but it sounds like it's a movie. They're not specifically saying that. They're teaming up for a dark comedy called The Shrink Next Door. Last time they worked together was Anchorman 2 in 2013. The Shrink Next Door is based on a true story of the bizarre relationship between a psychiatrist to the stars and his longtime patient. So Will's going to be the patient and Paul is going to be the doctor.
All right.
And then they're saying there's no word on a network. It shouldn't be too hard to sell. So does it sound like a series or does it sound like they're just saying a dark comedy. Maybe it's a movie. But that's first. I'll watch that. I love Paul Rudd. I just think he's great.
Well, Will Ferrell. I mean, anything they put their name to,
Will Ferrell's also
going to go.
Seems like Paul Rudd's not aging. He's our age, and he's just...
If you really like 35. Him, he's doing a... He has a series on Netflix.
Is it next? That is this...
I don't remember
this
the name.
This Is Us?
That's not This
no.
Is Us.
I watched the first episode,
really,
and I fell off.
Yeah, I haven't even watched the first one yet. I'm in the middle of
it. It's called Living
things.
With Yourself.
Oh, that. Living with Yourself. There it is. This is Us. Living with Yourself. Planet of the Apes. You ready for more?
I didn't hate them, but no. I'm not ready for more. I don't need it.
It's coming. Disney's going to reboot it. They just bought 20th Century Studios, so they now own the...
Oh, my gosh.
They own the
I wonder if at some point the government jumps in and says, you can't own everything.
You can't own all the entertainment.
Entertainment-wise, my God.
Like, oh, no, we actually can, and we already do, so...
Right.
Planet of the Apes started off as a novel in 1963. Then there was the Charlton Heston movie 5 years later, late 60s, followed by four sequels. It also spun off into a TV series, a cartoon. Tim Burton remade it in 01, but that wasn't too well received. And then more recently, and I thought these were excellent. Did you see all three of them?
I don't know which ones I've seen, but I did like them.
Yeah, with Andy Serkis playing
and they're here.
Caesar. They are. I know. It's cool. In fact, don't the monkeys live up in like Marin County after the fact?
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty recent. That was, let's see, started with Rise of the Planet of the Apes in 2011. They started Andy Serkis. Last one came out in 2017. And Disney is now looking to reboot. Let's have more. The last one just came out in 2017. More, more, more.
Well, it takes a couple years to make it. And you are... jump in generations.
Yeah, I suppose. It just reminds me of the Spider-Man franchise, really. Every 5 minutes is another Spider-Man. I'm not talking to you.
Shut up,
God.
Siri.
She just transcribed everything I just said. I don't know how long I've been talking to her for. There's a guy, they call him here the most famous pro gamer in the world. So this is a guy who plays video
PewDiePie.
Games. PewDiePie. No, this is this is a competitive, like maybe the most famous competitive video game player. His name is Ninja.
We've talked about him.
He's a white
we
dude.
We have, yeah.
Yeah. All right, go on.
He's a Fortnite guy. And they call him a Fortnite legend. He's 28 years old. And he's sick and tired of people treating his profession like it's a joke.
Like it's a game.
He says he's sick of... Yeah, people go, it's just a video game. They tell him to tone down his competitiveness. So he has some quotes here. He hates that phrase. He hates it's just a video game. He says, if anyone uses the excuse, it's just a game, I'm going to lose my mind. Imagine telling LeBron James, Tom Brady, that when they're pissed off after losing a game, that it's just a game. Like, I'm going to lose it. Are you kidding me? You're so stupid. It's the competitive nature, bruh. It's about respect, bruh. It's about pride. It's so much bigger than an effing video game. Anybody that ever uses the excuse, it's just a game, is a horrible human being and is lazy. You're a lazy human being. He goes on and on and on. He's so mad.
Well,
he must get that a lot.
Good for him that he's into it. I mean, I think that... For example, the NFL, we're sort of, it's regional.
Mm.
So you get behind your area's team as much as you get behind their logo and the players.
Mm-hmm.
A little more to it than just being some white guy called Ninja.
Yeah. Do you want to see a picture of him?
I mean, at what point does he start to get in trouble for using that name?
Nerd alert.
Yeah, I know. Appropriation?
Yeah, I think so. Listen, I'm sure he's got money.
Yeah, he does. Estimated at 10 mil.
Oh, is that all? He's poor.
Good for him.
Yeah.
It's more money than I got.
Super mad.
He's got it over me.
He is so angry. And congratulations to Elijah Wood and Mette Marie Kongsved. They quietly welcomed their first child together. So congratulations. The Hobbit has a baby Hobbit. I'm not sure if they're married. Not that that really matters, but they had a baby. So congratulations to them. What's coming up in the news?
Beer goggles, taser, a tasing, I should say, and some companies going out of business after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.